Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and welcome to another episode of My Real Country. Now, don't forget, you can call me anytime on the Real Country request line, 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Now, coming up on the show this week, you're going to absolutely love it. We got something new from the Wolf Brothers. We've got a blast from the past with a classic Leanne Rimes track, a heartwarming Keith Urban song, my interview with duo O'Shea, and we even hear directly from Taylor Swift this week. I also play something off Randy Travis's new album, Influence. But that's all still to come on this episode of Real Country. I thought I'd kick off the show this week with another well-produced, well-written track that's been stuck in my head. It's the third single to be released from this talented guy, Brad Butcher. He just has a gift for the art of songwriting, and it's no wonder that he's been shortlisted for a number of high-profile songwriting awards. I just love this song, and it's been pleasantly stuck in my head all week. Kicking off Real Country this week, Brad Butcher, Old Man's Gone.
Whisper carried on the wind, floats until it reaches someone listening. Someone free to feel the breeze. The legend ever grows while the truth is perceived, and no one feels it change. Your hat's blown off and the sea starts to rage, and it feels cold upon your skin, so you cover up your ears and shelter from the wind. Who am I when the old man's gone? Burn the ashes and send them home. Who am I when the old man's gone? And where will I call home? The winter winds will carry on. Trees creak and moan, their leaves brown, then they're gone. We watch them fall and float away. Their mark on the tree no one can replace. Who am I when the old man's gone? Burn the ashes and send them home. Who am I when the old man's gone? And where will I call home?
Through the sand and stone, till I'm back where I
home, the place that I call home. But where will I call home?
Was the newest artist to be signed to the Warner Music label, Ashley Dallas, with Me from her album Dancing with a Ghost. She's a Tamworth local and granddaughter of Rex Dallas, and that track was produced by Mr. Matt Fell and co-produced by Casey Chambers. I reckon they have all done a fantastic job. It's a top track and a great album too. Now, moving on to some great friends of mine and friends of Real Country, of course, I'm talking about the Wolf Brothers. After having mainstream ARIA chart success with their album It's On, the Wolf Brothers are back with a new offering, Loving in the Summertime. It's a signature Wolf Brothers country rock track destined to be the party anthem of summer 2014. This is from their ARIA charting album It's On. This is the Wolf Brothers, Loving in the Summertime on Real Country.
Gonna get a girl this summer. Yeah, it's gonna be so good. Gonna have a little fun in the summertime sun. Gonna feel just like it should. I'm gonna get It's gonna be so right. Sip champagne in the middle of the day, gonna love her off in the night. It's gonna be so good. It's gonna be so right. Loving in the summertime. She gotta be a real good player, with a face made for TV. Blonde brunette, but I don't know yet. I guess I just wait and see. She might be a farmer's daughter, might be the girl next door, might be a cafe waitress, or the girl at the liquor store. It's gonna be so good, it's gonna be so right, loving in the summertime. It's gonna be so good, it's gonna be so right. Little love in the moonlight, gonna tinker in the sweet sunshine, gonna roll in the hay on a hot summer day. Yeah, it's gonna be so fine. It's gonna be so good, so right. It's gonna be so good. Yes, I better get looking. Summer's coming on real fast. There's a whole lot of fish in the ocean. I got a line to cast. I better start stalking profiles, writing on Facebook walls. Gotta find the right thing from a summertime thing, or can I just have them all? It's gonna be so good, it's gonna be so right, loving in the summertime. It's gonna be so good, it's gonna be so right, loving in the summertime. It's gonna be so good, so right. Loving in the summertime. In the summertime. Loving in the summertime. Oh yeah. In the
summertime. Folks, this is Dana Hassel, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Buying a car is a big commitment. You need to make sure you have the right car at the right price before you sign on the dotted line. So the best thing to do before you buy a car is log on to the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you'll find dozens of unbiased and independent new car reviews. Browse by different manufacturers and find exactly what's right for you. While you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest car industry news, read motorcycle reviews and news, and pick up some handy road safety tips too. Don't sign anything until you visit behindthewheel.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you.
Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. For all things country, check out our website, realcountrymix.com. Still to come on Real Country this week, we hear from Taylor Swift and Blast from the Past with Leanne Rimes in Social Country. This week, I'm chatting to an Australian-born, Nashville-based husband and wife duo who's had some great success with their album Mr. and Mrs. and their current album, One Plus One. I'm talking to Mark and Jay O'Shea about life and their new single, Be With You Tonight. Mark and Jay O'Shea, Mr. and Mrs., One Plus One, the O'Shea's. How are you guys?
Good, Mr. Sorensen.
Ben, how are you?
For both of you, when you sit there and look back at some of the great songs that you've written and released and the journey that you've gone on, how do you feel? How do you process all that?
Someone asked us the other day in an interview about a lot of folks, you know, perhaps have a journal that they keep, or even then use, you know, social media or Facebook as a sort of living journal that updates, and they can look back on their timeline and see all these things they've done and reminisce. We're fortunate that we have songs that kind of do that for us, you know. Instead of tattoos, we have songs. I think that's kind of a great way of looking at things, just the fact that they're little moments in your life, you know.
Well, I think that's one of the things that audiences love about O'Shea is the fact that they are real stories, music that's relatable and connectable. Just like Thank You Angels was such an amazing example of that.
I mean, I said to Mark the other day, look, we just can't ever break up, because that's the thing about being a duo and being a married duo. I mean, imagine having to listen through all this stuff going, oh, we're not together anymore. Like,
meant to be wouldn't really have the same ring to it.
No, it wouldn't. Let's talk about your visit to Australia, because you're coming back home to see us. You've got a couple of shows here.
Yeah, thanks, man. We're kind of pumped about that too. We sort of had to come back to the States to do this little appointment we had to have our second baby. So we had to sort of just slide that in there somewhere. But now that that's taken care of, we're really excited. We're pumped to come back to Oz, and we're playing the Mud Bulls and Music Festival up in Queensland on Friday, the 1st of November. And the week before that, we're doing a gala dinner for the PC Wifey, us and Paulini and some other entertainment up there in Brisbane. And then we head down to Sydney, and we're doing a show on the 6th of November and one at Lazotz on the Central Coast on the 5th of November.
You know, if only you could do shows on a plane, because you think about that, because you guys would be spending more time in the air and you'd have quite a lot of frequent flyer points.
Speaking of all this flying, you know, that reminds me of the story about a song we wrote called Be With You Tonight, and how Jay used to live in London, and how I was living in LA, and we used to fly and see each other all the time, and that's what we wrote that song Be With You Tonight about, was that period of time when we were living apart.
Yeah. Oh, do you mean our new single, Mark?
Yeah, our single Be With You Tonight.
I'll be back soon. I'll just get a coffee. Yeah?
This song's kind of about that period where we're kind of, you know, really wanting to be with each other, hence a fairly simplistic title. But it really sums up that whole period of time. And we used to save up our money, every per diem, every little cent we'd get from a record company or a publisher, we'd save it up and try and fly one of us to see the other person.
So now tell me about the video clip, because that's doing really well as well. It's a great-looking clip.
Jay was actually pregnant with August in that video. You can't tell, but that's why she's wearing that. Well, it was pretty cold in New York at the time, but she's wearing a big a coat, and under the coat is a little baby bump, or not-so-little baby bump.
And can I just say, I was sick as a dog, because no one knew yet. I think I was only about 10 weeks, and so we hadn't sort of spilled the beans and told everybody about it. And I was so sick and freezing and a bit miserable, actually, because I was just queasy the whole time. And Mark's just going, suck it up, love, come on.
Now, thank you so much for chatting with me, Mark and Jay O'Shea. The single that's out now, Be With You Tonight, is absolutely everywhere. And they'll be in Australia soon, so make sure you get along to one of their shows. Thank you so much, Mark and Jay.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
It takes a lot to make me cry, but I can't help myself tonight. I play old messages to hear your voice. It's all I have, I got no choice.
Too tired to sleep, drunk to drive, I can't get you off my mind. How did we let us get so far apart? It shouldn't be this hard. I don't wanna stop the world from turning. I'm not trying to make the sun stop burning. Single step.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
She was running every red when the blue lights flashed and stopped her screaming like she's crazy. My baby needs a doctor and I don't know what else to do. 30 seconds later, they were flying through the city streets. Nurses on the phone, traffic parting like the Red Sea. They made it just in time. She fell to her knees and cried. Thank you, angels. Oh, thank you, angels. For the light, for the love, for the not giving up, for the faith and the fight, for just standing by my side, for the hope and belief, for the little things nobody sees. Oh, thank you, angels, for watching over me.
He was picking up the pieces of what was left of nothing, everything he worked for. Destroyed in just a moment, they never saw it coming. But help flew in from nowhere, just like an answered prayer. First it came from family, then it came from everywhere. Small towns stick together.
And angels don't just live in heaven. Thank you, angels.
Sorensen's Real Country Double Play.
Visit us on the web at www.realcountrymix.com.
Thank you, Angels, by O'Shea from the album One Plus One. Now we'll be posting the video clips for both the O'Shea tracks on our Facebook page this week. If you haven't liked it already, why not? Now is your chance. Get on your phone, your laptop, or your computer, or whatever, even steal someone else's phone. No, maybe don't do that, but at least you wouldn't have to pay the bills. Now, Troy Cassidaly teamed up with one Adam Harvey to do this top country cover. Here it is now, Good Hearted Woman.
A long time forgotten, dreams that just fell by the way. And the good life he promised ain't what she's living today. But she never complains of the bad times or the bad things he's done, Lord. She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times to come. She's a good-hearted woman in love with you're the good time and man. She loves him in spite of his wicked ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, they'll pass through this world hand in hand. A good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man.
Well, he likes the nightlife, the bright lights and the good time and friends. When the party's all over, she'll welcome him back home again. Lord, she don't understand him, but she does the best that she can. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time in man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time in man. And she loves him in spite of his wicked ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, they'll pass through this world hand in hand. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time in man.
She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time in man. She loves him in spite of his wicked ways that she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, they'll pass through this world hand in hand. A good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man.
Yes, she's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man. She loves him in spite of his wicked ways she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, they'll pass through this world hand in hand. Lord, she's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time in man.
Oh, she's a good-hearted woman in love with a dirty old man. She loves Troy in spite of his wicked ways she don't understand. Sorry, Laurel.
Oh, what about Kat?
With teardrops and laughter, they'll pass through this world hand in hand. A good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man.
Yes, she's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man. She loves him in spite of his wicked ways.
Now, are you technically savvy or do you just like convenience? Well, either way, it doesn't really matter. The Real Country podcast was designed just for you. And it's free, which is even better. Simply head to iTunes, your podcasting app of choice, to search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Then all you need to do is click download or subscribe. It's incredibly easy and you don't really need to be that technically savvy at all. Coming up on Real Country, we hear from Taylor Swift. I'm playing something off Randy Travis's new album and your requests on the world famous Social Country. All of this and more right after this break on My Real Country.
Hi, this is Paul Costa, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
It's more than wheels and steel, it's a way of life, tractors and bikes.
Let's Talk Property, one of the biggest investments in our lives. So why trust your individual needs to a rubber stamp Rent-A-Desk franchise when you can have access to a personalised agent that's as individual as you? CamJohnston.com.au, specialising in the Southeast Queensland and Northern New South Wales regions, ensuring the right property for the right buyer at the right price. Honesty, integrity and experience. CamJohnston.com.au. Mention Real Country for your $1,000 cash bonus upon sale. Buying or selling? Think CamJohnston.com.au. You can't afford not to.
G'day folks, I'm Ben Sorensen, he's Tamara Stewart, and you're listening to Real Country.
Welcome back, it is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, check out our website, realcountrymix.com. Now, social country, this has been a phenomenon the world over. Maybe I exaggerate a little bit, but I reckon it's pretty cool. It's your chance to tell me what you're listening to and what you want to hear on the show. How do you do that? I hear you ask. It is incredibly easy. Pick up your phone and give me a buzz. 1-300-929-516. But you can also connect with us and let us know your requests on social media too. Facebook.com/Real Country is our Facebook page. You can also find us on Twitter at Real Country Mix, or send us an email via our website, realcountrymix.com. Now, Mandy from Brisbane sent me a message on Facebook. Now, this is the first album she ever owned. It was a country album. In fact, it was Leanne Rimes' first album too. Blue was its name, and it was released back in 1996. The album hit number 3 on the Billboard charts, and a single on the album hit the dizzying heights of number 1. That song, which also happens to be Mandy's favourite, was One Way Ticket. Here it is, top choice, Mandy. Now, again, if you want to be part of Social Country, really, really easy. There's a few ways you can do it, or you can just invite me to your wedding. There are many special events in life, and very few are as special as a wedding. I was privileged enough to be invited to Travis and Karen's on the Gold Coast this past week, and I have to say it was the warmest, most beautiful wedding I've ever been to. And before you send me emails, I have been to a few, so I know what I'm talking about. One of the most creative and appropriate parts of the wedding was the vows, written by Keith Urban and put into a song, We Know As Without You. Why reinvent the wheel when Keith sums it up so well? So this is for my great friends, Travis and Karen. Congratulations, guys. Here's your song, Keith Urban, Without You on Real Country.
I loved you since the very first day. When I caught you looking my way, I smiled and just knew it. And up until you came along, no one ever heard my song. Now it's climbing with a bullet. It's nice to have someone so honestly devoted. But when it's said and done, girl, I hope you know that the traveling, the singing, it don't mean nothing about you. The fast cars, the guitars, they are all just second to this life, this love that you and I've been dreaming of for so long. Would all be as good as gone without you. Along comes a baby girl, and suddenly my little world just got a whole lot bigger. Yes, it did. And people that I barely knew, they love me 'cause I'm part of you. Man, it's tough to figure how two souls could be miles from one another. But still you and me somehow found each other. The traveling, the singing, it don't mean nothing without you. The fast cars, the guitars, they are all just second to this life, this love that you and I've been dreaming of for so long. Would all be as good as gone without you. Without you I'd survive, but I'd have to have the notion that I could live this life just going through the motions. Traveling, the singing, it don't mean nothing without you. And the fast cars, the guitars, they are all just second to this life, this love that you and I have been building up so high. It's never gonna touch the sky without you.
Did you know that we also have a weekly email newsletter filled with all things Real Country and delightfully delivered to your inbox in a precise yet generous country serving for one? It's got some great links, but most of all, it lets you know when our new episodes are on the podcast, what the bonus content is, and so much more. To subscribe, absolutely free, by the way, all you need to do is head to our Facebook page, Click on the tab at the top, or you can just head to our website, realcountrymix.com. After the break, we hear from someone who has made a sizable donation to the future of country music. She was born in Pennsylvania, moved to Nashville at the age of 14, and to date has sold over 26 million albums and has a string of awards, including 7 Grammys. Who am I talking about, and what did she do for country? You can find out on Real Country right after this.
G'day, this is Pete Dennehy, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
You feeling all right?
Yep.
How's your ankle?
Good.
When's your exam?
Don't know.
Have you done much study?
No.
What's on tomorrow?
Don't know.
Are you playing cricket?
It stands to reason that the best place to sell your car is where the buyers are, at carsguide.com.au. So, if it's time to say goodbye to your vehicle, you now know exactly where to head. It's quick and easy. Just get a free online ad for your car at carsguide.com.au or find even more potential buyers by choosing a print and online listing. Better still, as soon as you list your car, your ad will be emailed directly to buyers who are actively looking for your particular make and model. How good is that? All you need to do to get your car sold is visit carsguide.com.au because the best place to sell your car is where the buyers are.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, check out our website, realcountrymix.com. So did you work out who I was talking about? She was born in Pennsylvania, moved to Nashville at the age of 14. I reckon that's a giveaway. To date, she's sold over 26 million albums and has a string of awards, including 7 Grammys. It is Taylor Swift. But I also mentioned something about a sizable donation to the future of country music. What's all that about? Well, it was for the state-of-the-art Taylor Swift Education Center that was opened this week at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. Thanks in part to an incredibly generous $4 million donation Taylor made to the Hall of Fame last year to fund the project. The Taylor Swift Education Center is housed on 2 floors in the museum and features 3 classrooms, a learning lab, and a children's exhibit gallery. Plus, Taylor has hinted that she'd like to be involved in some of the future programs that'll be offered at the centre. So you never know when she might stop by. We caught up with Taylor Swift to hear her thoughts.
I really love that the fans have put me in a position where I feel like I can give back more. They've put me in a position to do that and raise awareness for things that need attention and write a song for this or show up for that or donate money for this. And one of the things I'm excited about is the new education center at the Country Music Hall of Fame, because that's a place where so many people from out of town come to visit Nashville. That's one of the first places they go. And I want it to be beautiful, and I want it to be really cool for kids to get to take field trips there and go visit. Because for me, I learned all about country music through what I saw on TV and the research that I did. I didn't really know that there was a museum you could go to see all these different outfits from all these legends. I didn't know that you could go to a place and see it all in person. So it's going to be amazing, I think, for kids to get to have a place where they can go and just learn as much as they possibly can.
Loving him is like driving a new Maserati down a dead end street.
Losing him is blue.
That was Taylor Swift with the title track from her album Red. Now, Randy Travis has recently experienced some health troubles, and thankfully he's recovered well and has a great new album out called Influence, Volume 1, The Man I Am. It's an album in tribute to those who have influenced him and their songs, including this track with Joe Nichols. Tonight, I'm playing Possum from the new Randy Travis album.
I'm gonna need a strong one. It's gonna be a long one. In case you hadn't heard, he stopped loving her today. So I'm dusting off the vinyl. It's gonna be an all-nighter. I'm warning you now. From here on out, boys, I'll be the DJ. So find a drink or find a roll. I'm about to drop a needle on some old no-show. Gonna want an ashtray and a bottle. I'm going deep and going long till I run that needle through every last song you ever sung. Pour 'em strong, smoke 'em if you got 'em. Tonight I'm playing possum. I bet he'd step right up singing. Right now he's bringing every angel in that house up there to tears. So close the doors and lock them up. And if you see me choking up, just dim the lights. Cause boys, tonight, what happens here stays here. So find a drink or find the road. I'm about to drop the needle on some old known show. You're gonna want an ashtray and a bottle. Going deep, I'm going long, till I run that needle through every last song he ever sung. So pour 'em strong and smoke 'em if you got 'em. Boys, tonight I'm playing possum. Bartender's blues and why, baby, why? Who's gonna fill their shoes? Still doing time. I'm going deep, I'm going long, till I run that needle through every last song he ever sung. So pour 'em strong and smoke 'em if you got 'em. Tonight I'm playing possum. I'm gonna need a strong one. It's gonna be a long one. In case you hadn't heard, he stopped loving her today.
Well, that's me done for another week of Real Country. Hopefully you really enjoyed the show, so much so that you're going to go to iTunes or your podcasting app of choice and you're going to search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country. You're going to click download, click subscribe, and you're going to enjoy this episode and all of our past episodes, plus all the bonus content, absolutely free. And you can listen to it anywhere, anytime. All you need to do is download the podcast. You can also check it out on our website, which is realcountrymix.com. On top of that, during the week, we'd love you to join the country conversation on social media. If you haven't already liked our Facebook page, do it now. facebook.com/realcountry. We're also on Twitter and Google Plus as well. Anyway, hope you have a fantastic week, and we will see you back here at the same time on the same station next week for a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
If you're a sports lover, and let's face it, everyone loves sport, there's one website you need to remember, sportstalkradio.com.au. Our team of sports experts have the latest news, opinions, results and previews from Australia and around the world, covering every sport you can think of. Except curling. We don't know anything about that. For curling, use a search engine. For everything else in the world of sport, head to sportstalkradio.com.au.